USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package is now in the hands of the Senate after being passed by the House early Saturday morning. The Senate is expected to remove a hike in the federal minimum wage from the bill. Speaking from the White House on Saturday, the president urged the Senate to take swift action on the measure, calling the bill vital to relieving suffering in the country.
Now the bill moves to the United States Senate, where I hope we'll receive quick action. We have no time to waste. If we act now, decisively, quickly, and boldly, we can finally get ahead of this virus. We can finally get our economy moving again. And the people of this country have suffered far too much for too long. We need to relieve that suffering. The American Rescue Plan does just that. It relieves the suffering, and it's time to act.
Biden has pushed lawmakers to pass the relief package before March 14th, when federal jobless benefits expire. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A search is underway in Nigeria for over 300 schoolgirls kidnapped on Friday. Mike Fortier has more from the USA Radio News Florida Bureau.
The girls taken in the middle of the night by armed men who overtake a state-run secondary school in northwest Nigeria. No word on who's behind the kidnapping, as no one has claimed responsibility, but a Nigerian human rights activist believes the motive is clear.
It's about ransom. It's probably this time around we'll be talking about $20 million to get them out. I mean, what could be more lucrative than that?
Omoyele Sowore tells South African TV the government may be complicit, as officials sometimes get a cut of the ransom money. The Daily Beast reports school and security officials had been warned by locals of impending danger, but it's not clear if anything was done.
And a second former aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has come forward with sexual harassment allegations against him. Charlotte Bennett was an executive assistant and health policy advisor and told the New York Times Cuomo harassed her last spring. Cuomo responded in a statement on Saturday, saying he never meant to act in an inappropriate way. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A declassified CIA report concerning the murder of a U.S.-based journalist has been released. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
The report concerns the October 2018 murder of Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. The investigation reports the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved the killing of Khashoggi, who had criticized many of his actions. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki spoke to the media while aboard Air Force One.
Our intention is to recalibrate the relationship, and this would be a different relationship with the Saudi government. At the same time, we want to end the war in Yemen. We want to ensure the humanitarian crisis is addressed, and the president and every member of our team is not going to hold back in voicing concern and taking action as needed about human rights abuses.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
President Biden said Saturday he'd make an announcement Monday regarding the U.S.'s ties with Saudi Arabia in the wake of that report. And the Justice Department says it will appeal a district court judge's ruling that the federal moratorium on evictions is unconstitutional. Judge J. Campbell Barker ruled Thursday that the CDC had overstepped its authority when it issued the moratorium. President Trump initially signed it last September, and President Biden extended the order until March 31st. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.